We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
We're getting a look at some absolutely jaw-dropping numbers from the Department of Homeland Security.
Over 1,100 migrants with criminal records were released from detention facilities in December alone. Brooke Singman has the latest. Good morning, Brooke.
Good morning, guys. That's right. Now, let's take a look at a more detailed breakdown of these releases. So, according to ICE, 515 of those migrants had prior criminal convictions, while 641 of them were facing active criminal charges. We're learning that deportation officers were actually told to stop making arrests and clear space for the impact that was expected when Title 42 was supposed to end. Officials say they had to make room for some of the worst border violators while simultaneously releasing criminals. Arizona Congresswoman Ashley Hinson says the real threat at our southern border is being overlooked. Listen.
What we need to be doing is cut off these cartels at the knees from being able to function. They are a criminal enterprise. We have a lot of threats at our southern border. The more than 250,000 illegal immigrant encounters in the month of December alone. Since October, more than 38 people on our terror watch list have been apprehended at our southern border. But the real threats are the cartels and the people we don't know about who've made their way across the southern border.
And Texas Congressman Dan Crenshaw is also sounding the alarm that cartels pose just as big a threat to the U.S. as ISIS. He says, quote, it is time we directly target them. Now, he is rolling out legislation that he says will, quote, put us at war with the cartels by authorizing the use of military force against them. He said, we cannot allow heavily armed and deadly cartels to destabilize Mexico and import people and drugs into the United States. We must start treating them like ISIS because that is who they are.
Unbelievably.
Yep.
I mean, look, I'll just go ahead and say it. At this point, the Democrat Party is officially merged with the Mexican cartels. I mean, it is obvious. I mean, okay. When you understand and you have the head of our Border Patrol, the former head of our Border Patrol, under both Trump and Obama tell us, the cartels control our border. They control who comes and who goes. If they don't want you here, you don't come here. They don't just like, you know, it's not just like everybody's just kind of wandering over, okay? So when you hear this story, you have to understand, this is just in December, 1,100 illegal immigrants released from U.S. detention facilities with criminal records, half of them are actively wanted on charges. And we let them go? Yeah. Into the country. Okay. The question is, how did they get here and why are they here? Well, they didn't get here, Lee, without the cartel letting them get here. The cartel uses biometric systems now on par with ours, right? Let me spell this out. These are their criminals. They are going to blue cities that are welcoming them. What do the cartels do? And you can tell why the Democrats would be so interested in the cartels. I'm foreshadowing the news coming in the coming years. What do the cartels do? They control large swaths of Mexico. And everybody's on their payroll. You either take the money as a police chief, city council member, you know, member of Congress in the future from the area, or they kill you. You could try to survive for a while. You might pull it off with a full regiment of armed guard, but they usually get you in 9 months to a year. What happens when these cartels go into these blue areas? Well, now the petty any, you know, hey, I just control this corner drug dealer. He's gone. They're all gone. They're finished. They're going to be hanging from bridges, set on fire and the like. By the way, if you want to know where they go, Google this. I did this the other day. Set on fire or burning body and Los Angeles. It'll blow your mind. I was looking for one particular headless burning body, Lee. Which is what they do in Mexico. I mean, it's a trademark cartel, right?
No.
Oh, because somebody on the text line said, hey, you got to read about it. You know, you're talking about this family that was executed by the cartels, including the 16-month-old. They think it's a cartel hit. That's what the sheriff said. 16-year-old young woman and her baby shot execution style in the head. And I got a text from somebody who lives in L.A. and listens to the show and said, no, you don't understand. That wasn't even a worse one. Go Google the one about the headless corpse that was found burning. So I'm thinking, wow, how do we miss that? And I Google it. Which burning headless corpse?
Yeah.
Is the question. They leave them all over the place. So this is what's coming. And I think the Democrats are looking at this like, well, you know, we could be profiting from crime in our communities. We could be getting the payoff. I mean, look, if they'll take it from the Chinese at the national level, why not local? Everybody should be getting paid. So I look at this. I mean, it's a terror watch list suspects. This just came out. Southwest border interdicted. Did you see this? They got new numbers. Are you ready for this?
Oh, yeah.
150 so far in fiscal year 2023.
So I guess now the terror watch list just means them watching them come over the border.
Yeah.
Not watch out for them, arrest them, you know, let's prosecute them. Let's just watch them come over the border.
So wait, listen, I got to go back on Grabian right now because I got to screenshot that. Okay, so the number that we had before has now been updated. In December, they found, they caught 17 at the watch list, at the border. These are on the FBI's international terror watch list. It was, we were told, 28 total since October. So now we're finding out, no, the actual number is 150 off the watch list. Which, by the way, brings us to this now. Okay, wait, I just got it. Hold on. There we go. Wait, no. Oh, no, wait. That was a different thing. Okay. Which, by the way, brings us to this now. Judicial Watch. Here we go. I'm going to screenshot this. Okay, let me get the note. Okay, they just came up on Fox, but bear with me as I do show prep during the show. Okay, terror watch list suspects. FBI terror watch list caught at the border. Fiscal year. Okay, here we go. Fiscal year 2023, I got this wrong. I apologize. I was doing this on the fly as I was seeing on Fox. We are on track for fiscal year 2023. So that would be through September, right? 150 at this rate off the terror watch list will be caught at the border. And so far in fiscal year 2023, the number is 38 that have been caught. So that would be fiscal year 2023 would be October, November, December. A little bit of January. 38 so far, on pace for 150 this year at the current rate that we are catching these terror watch list suspects at our border right now. Okay, put that with, I apologize for doing the show prep on the air. I don't usually normally do that, but that is breaking news. That's new. Judicial Watch just got from a whistleblower. This is how we have to find this stuff out now. Remember the whistleblower who had told them Al-Qaeda is planning airline attacks on our soil?
Oh, yeah.
They got the documents. They got the internal documents from the Department of Homeland Security. So you know what's crazy about this? Department of Homeland Security, this is what the document says. Al-Qaeda is planning to take down our planes from inside our country. Let that sink in.
Yeah, there's just no excuse for that.
No. And so we've got the documents. Here's my first question. When was the Department of Homeland Security going to get around to telling us this?
Yeah.
I guess they weren't, right? Makes Joe look bad.
Were they going to get around to providing some security for the homeland?
Never.
I mean, if you're allowing terrorists to walk, people on the terrorist watch list to simply walk across the border.
But this is the new norm. I mean, think about how they've moved the goalpost here, right? So during the Obama era, it was, well, you got to release everyone who's with a kid, and you got to release anyone who says her boyfriend beat her in Mexico, which is all of them. They'll all say that to get released. And you got to release anybody who says they're part of a family. Well, that was everybody, right? But we're not going to release the criminals, though. Remember that? The criminals, the only ones we're going to send back.
Sure.
Then it was, well, okay, we'll keep some of the criminals, but just low-level crimes. Like if they kill a couple people drunk driving, that's cool. But everybody else has to go home. Now it's, we're just going to let the criminals go. I mean, that's where the segment started. 1,100 criminals with records or with records and currently wanted on charges either here or in other countries, let go. Let them go. And I mean, this is in the same, this right out of our detention facilities. This is in the same, you know, literal week period where we're finding out from Fox News. I mean, I still, the most stunning thing I've reported was the Fox News map of cartel, infiltration, where they are taking over the crime scene in cities. There were 63 cities, and among them were Charleston and Columbia. And we just had the sheriff on. He said, no, we got missed. Yeah. They're here, too.
Yeah.
And you just had on the news, you just had a news report about it, too, about the cartels.
Mm-hmm.
Being active in our state. So look, what they do is they're going to come in, they're going to kill the drug dealers. You're going to wish we had our good old American drug dealers back. They were great guys compared to these guys. They're going to collect the money, and then they're going to buy the local politicians. And then they'll buy the national politicians. So China better watch out, Lee. I mean, they're going to have some competition. I bet you Hunter's for sale. I wonder if the cartels want to buy any artwork. You think?
I don't know. They may have already, saturated that market already.
So, apology for that show prep in progress here, but we try to get the breaking news. This is just, it gets worse day after day. It's incredible.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
I'm having one of those struggle days where I try to get all the news in and I can't. Bear with me. Nobody could. It's just, it's, this is the chaos edition of the Tara Show. It truly is. And it's plumb nuts what we're seeing here like this. Headline, Daily Caller. Republicans renew push to ban research that might have caused COVID-19. Oh, you mean like the Echo Health Alliance research? Done at the Wuhan lab, the guy running it, Dr. Huff, who, by the way, is FBI before he's trained FBI security clearance. Once you're FBI, you're always FBI. That was the guy doing the experiments. Yeah, the one who just published a book with Simon and Schuster saying, my people I was running at the Wuhan lab for the Pentagon, yeah, they kind of created COVID-19 and it sort of got out. Sorry. Oh, we created a lot of other viruses too. He sent that, by the way, in a sworn statement to members of Congress in the fall. Every one of them, they know. Who's he with again? Echo Health Alliance. They're the ones who got the all that Pentagon money and the Anthony Fauci money, the about $45 million total to do gain-of-function research at the Wuhan lab. That guy, the guy who ran that research, he's the number two at Echo Health Alliance. That guy's the one who's like, yeah, sorry. We kind of created COVID and it kind of got out. Hate that. So you would think, of all the nonprofits on earth, that the federal government, that the Democrats, that Congress would never fund again, it would be, say it with me, Echo Health Alliance. Seeing as the guy who ran the research at the lab Dr. Huff says, yeah, we made COVID. Sorry. I mean, you know, 6 million people dead. It's not a lot. There's 8 billion on Earth. He's turned whistleblower, so he says. I think he's trying to stay out of prison. But whatever. Simon & Schuster published his book. I mean, we're not fun. Oh, duh. Are you? We're funding Echo Health Alliance. Yeah, we just did. They got another grant. Let that sink in. So Republicans are on a two-prong push right now to ban research that may have caused COVID-19. There's a couple of bills out there. One of them would ban Echo Health Alliance from getting any more money. Probably a good idea, since their vice president just published that book saying he made COVID-19. The people working for them in the lab did. I think that'd be a good idea, right? I swear, this is a nihilistic, self-destructive, suicidal Congress. They are plumb nuts. So they want to ban the government funding of gain-of-function research. So that's number one. Number two, they want to specifically ban anything going to Echo Health Alliance. You watch this. Watch this. Let me tell you what's going to happen. It's going to boggle your mind when I tell you. It's where you come to get the news before it happens. Guaranteed this will happen. Republicans, because they're in charge now in the House, will put this up and the Democrats will kill it. If it passes the House, which I assume it will with Republican votes, there will not be any Democrat votes against this, or there'll be very few. And it will get killed in the Senate with the Democrats' control. And they will continue to fund the very agency, Echo Health Alliance, that created COVID, according to its number two in charge, Dr. Huff. That's coming. I'll report that. It'll be in the next couple of months. So this is the level of the absolute insanity. But, you know, Echo Health Alliance may not need to actually make the next deadly pathogen, because Pfizer might do it for them. Wait, what? Keep your eye on this. I want to see what happens with this. Project Veritas has now gotten a high-level scientist from Pfizer on record as saying that they, too, are manipulating the COVID virus to create new strains. Oh, I bet they are. I mean, the last ones were so very profitable. Yeah. You're manipulating the COVID virus? Yeah, because we want to save people. Let me tell you what. This thing is not going to mutate on its own. Well, let me put it. It will mutate on its own in nature now that it's out, thanks to Echo Health Alliance. We don't need Pfizer to create more strains. We don't need that. And what we do need to do is to go ahead and ban with a massive prison sentence any of this gain-of-function research. No more Pfizer messing with COVID. No more Chinese messing with COVID. No more Pentagon funding the messing with COVID in other countries. There, write that legislation. Can't do it here. Can't fund it there. If you are U.S. national, you get caught doing, aiding and abetting this in any way, you go to prison for a very long time. Democrats will kill that, though. They like their bugs. They like their deadly killer viruses. They do. And they don't want you to know where the last one came from. Now, the media is studiously pretending that Dr. Huff never wrote that book for Simon & Schuster. And remember when the bill passed almost unanimously in the Senate to declassify the origins of COVID, and Nancy Pelosi killed it in a straight Democrat party line vote. Weird, huh? They sure don't want you to know where that came from, which means the Democrats were smack in the middle of it. That's why. And whatever apparatus they've set up to create, fund, and sustain the development of this, well, let me just spell it out for you. The Democrats have a bioweapons program, I think in concert with the Pentagon, the FBI, and the CIA, pretty sure, to some level. This is why the FBI was so invested in censoring anything about the origins of COVID. They don't want you to know, and that tells me we really need to know. Anyway, I didn't even intend to do all that in this segment. That's just one thing that's going, holy cow. Have you even seen, this is crazy. Have you even seen what has happened? Do you realize we have given away almost all of our military readiness to Ukraine? Where do you hear the level of it? a full-on war battle, we got about enough stuff to last a week. I'll tell you what government agency has said that and what it means. Coming up.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
So what do you do when you're doing all these evil things that I've described on the show? Things that are going to flip the American people out. I mean, Democrats, Republicans, independents, all of them. What do you do when you've reached a crisis point, when your agenda is so unpopular? Think amnesty. That only 14% of Americans support it. Folks, that's not even all the liberals. 21% of the population is liberal. What do you do? Well, you're going to have to start to control the flow of information. And that means Twitter must die. So how are the Democrats doing on that front? Pretty well. It's been a month now since Elon Musk, a little over a month since Elon Musk told us that Twitter was going bankrupt. That scares the heck out of me. We need Twitter now more than ever. It is such a critical tool. I don't know that the country won't be lost without it. It's that important. Well, guess what just happened at Twitter? The left is succeeding in promoting a new corporate value. Folks, do you remember like 10, 15 years ago, corporations, they like the big ones, they didn't want to have anything to do with politics. Smartly, right? They don't want to touch religion, politics, anything. They just want to make their product, do their ads with the happy family enjoying their product. Boy, has times changed. Free speech for half the country is now so dangerous, thought to be so dangerous, it is a corporate value to destroy it. And major corporations in our country have banded together to make sure that you and I don't have it. Look what is happening at Twitter. This is really scary to me. Look what's happening at Twitter. Twitter's ad revenue fell by 70% in December, year to year. So it's 70% lower than last December, with ad spending from top brands falling 71% compared to the same month last year. Dear God. The data comes from Standard Media Index. And major corporations are trying, they say, I mean, if let us say it, are attempting to pressure Elon Musk's Twitter over the restoration of prominent banned conservative account. So that would be, you know, people like Luc Montagnier, who won the Nobel and says the shot will kill you. You know, kooks like that. He discovered the AIDS virus. But I mean, other than that, he's totally, I got a Nobel for it, used to be celebrated. But yeah, I know he's crazy now. Yeah. There'd be people like Jay Bhattacharya, Stanford medical doctor and professor. Total kook, that one. He was right about everything, by the way, that he predicted in the Great Barrington Declaration, but whatever, he had to go. So people like that, yes, that's where these major American corporations stand, and people like me, and people like you, and people like Donald Trump, and well, they stand firmly behind the idea that people like us, not only should we not be able to speak, but our candidates shouldn't be able to speak, and Trump shouldn't be able to speak, and Kayleigh McEnany, as Benigni Shia should not be able to speak if Trump is running. This is a major American corporate value now. How did this happen? Even before Musk reinstated the banned accounts, IPG, one of the world's top advertising firms, advised its clients to pause advertising due to the potential for unsafe behaviors. That'd be free speech. To proliferate on the platform. By unsafe behaviors, they mean telling the truth about anything, because we don't do that in America anymore. The continued absence of ad revenue is a major problem for Twitter, which relied on ads for 89% of its $5 billion revenue in 2021. So how long does Elon Musk want to run this as a charitable nonprofit? He is, if you follow, just put Elon Musk in, he is under attack financially from every angle. Shareholder suit, XYZ, XYZ. The raids haven't started yet, but that's only because the FBI hasn't gotten all the evidence in line. You're going to start to see criminal raids from various government agencies. Those will hit before the spring. There's too much at stake. So the Democrats are behind this. But 70% decrease in Twitter. Folks, the takeaway here is not just the Democrats are getting away with this again. While the Republicans do absolutely nothing to defend the one platform that we can speak on, and quite frankly, that their own candidates can speak on. I mean, I don't know what the long-term strategy is for having a campaign. I don't think they do either, the Republican leadership. But they got to do something about this. This is a problem. But what's really a problem is the mentality. I mean, folks, a decade ago, what major corporation would have come out and said, hey, we're against the First Amendment, we hate free speech, buy our stuff? Said nobody ever. That would have been suicide. Every advertising firm out there would have said, don't, are you kidding me? Don't do that. And now look. Now look. And they're the ones who did it on Google. Google owned YouTube. 2017, media-led panic. Ads appeared next to extremist content. That would be conservatives telling the truth. And they were forced by major corporations, by their advertisers, to get rid of it. This is terrible. Folks, this is our own. You go in a store, you go shopping. This is General Mills. This is all these big corporations. You buy them every day. They silence you with the money. How did this get to be a national value that we're not going to have a Second Amendment anymore? I mean, it's just, it's shocking. Also, apparently not going to have a military anymore. We're just going to give it to Ukraine. Did you see this? You need to read this. U.S. disarms itself to aid Ukraine. It's written by Byron York. He's a very credible individual. But we don't need to take his word for it. The Center for Strategic and International Studies in Washington just did a new report called Empty Bins in a Wartime Environment. And it says, we have sent so much stuff to Ukraine, billions in financial, humanitarian, military aid, that there is a growing worry that we can't even defend ourselves anymore. That the U.S. is already unprepared for a major war, is running low on munitions for its own defense. In effect, the U.S. is disarming itself to aid Ukraine. That would be troubling in any event, but especially so amid growing tensions with China over Taiwan, they say. Listen to this. This is just shocking. Citing analysis of stockpiles, usage rates, plus several CSIS war games, Seth Jones, who authored this, writes that supplies by our military are so low that the United States would likely run out of some munitions, such as long-range precision-guided munitions, in less than a week in a Taiwan Strait conflict. Somebody asked me earlier on Rumble, great audience developing there, is China going to help Russia fight us in Ukraine? No. They're going to let us exhaust what's left in Ukraine, and they're going to take Taiwan. Russia's on its own. No, China already did everything it's going to do for Russia by saying, yeah, no, your conflict's cool. We're not getting involved. That was a thumbs up from China. So, no, that's what's going on. Fox News ran this this morning, and it was shocking. It's a graphic on the level of depletion. Listen to this, especially those of you who've been in the military. I mean, it is shocking. Okay. 155-millimeter ammunition. We've transferred 1.7 million to Ukraine. Time to replenish? 5 years. How about javelins? 8,500 to Ukraine. Time to replenish? Fox News. This is according to the Center for Strategic and International Studies, but it's their graphic. You can see it on my Twitter feed if you want to share it. Javelins, 8,500 of those to Ukraine. How long will it take us to replenish the 5 years? How about Stinger missiles? How about those? They sound kind of important. 1,600 transferred to Ukraine. How many years will it take to replace? 18 years. Okay, cool. So, yeah, Taiwan will be well under Chinese control by then. I don't want a battle over Taiwan. We should fight that by simply shutting down trade with China. We could break them in 12 months if we wanted to. But they don't want to because they're all owned by China. Anyway, yeah, so this is an alarming situation. And you got to ask what is going on there in Ukraine. Have you seen the news? No, they don't tell you anything. The New York Times seems to think that we are going to fight a land war against the Russians, us and the Germans and the Ukrainians, and we're going to take back Crimea. That's weird. What gave them that idea? And then the key advisor for Vladimir Zelensky is just told, the Daily Beast reported this, just told the Russians that we're going, we, as in us, the Germans and the Ukrainians, are going to start bombing Russian cities inside Russia. They seem to think we're going to do that. That's weird. Zelensky is pushing for F-16 fighter jets. And he's bragging that the Russians, who think they don't need to be involved in this war because they're ensconced in Moscow and St. Petersburg, are about to get, you know, the shock of their lives when our missiles hit their cities. And I'm just kind of going, really? Who gave him that idea that we're going to be hitting Russian cities inside Russia with missiles? It's strange, but they said it. So somebody's given him that idea. So look, here's how this is going to go, okay? Those Abrams tanks need U.S. troops to pilot them, in addition to Ukrainian troops. We're bringing them here and training them on the tanks. We're also bringing them here and training them on the Patriot missile systems, but the Pentagon has been very clear. Our military is going to have to go there to operate them. On the battlefield? Yeah. We're gonna fire those missiles at Russian planes and their incoming missiles. Uh-huh. That's a war. Yeah. Yeah, we're going to war with Russia. Well, but Congress didn't authorize that. And it's kind of really dangerous. I mean, are we at war with Russia? Now, again, it's going to take a few months to train on the tanks and the missiles and all the Patriots. That's going to take a couple. So this is going to go underwater. It's going to look like it disappeared. Like nothing scary is going on. They're training. They're preparing for a spring offensive to battle Russia on the battlefield and retake Crimea. And I mean, I guess hit Russian cities. I don't know. That's what Zelensky seems to think is happening. I wonder who told him that in Washington. It was somebody. He wouldn't say it otherwise. Folks, this is a glimpse into what they're planning. Oh, and the German foreign minister, you know what she just said? We're at war with Russia. Yeah, because there's going to be German military in the tanks in the Ukraine fighting the Russians. So she flat out said, well, that's what we're doing too with the Germans. She seems to think we're at war with the Germans are at war with the Russians. Well, that means we're at war with the Russians. Do you want to be at war with the Russians? Just out of curiosity, I mean, they're nuclear superpower. Are you cool with that? Because that seems to be what we're doing here. And this has been one heck of a show. I want to leave you with this. Great interview. We'll pick this back up tomorrow with Dan Stein. On, you know, the Democrats have just released 1,100 criminals from our custody on the border. They're illegal immigrant criminals, so they're worse than regular criminals. And they're gone. We let them go into the interior. Dan Stein with FAIR, who I know, he's a good guy, said the Democrats are doing this on purpose. They are purposely bringing the cartels here. We'll hear a little bit of that as we wrap the show.
Look, I've been studying the issue my whole life. This is happening on purpose. The Biden administration are co-conspirators with the cartels that are operating with impunity all across America now. We have no interior enforcement, no immigration law enforcement. Obviously, criminal aliens are being released en masse, in part because there's no detention. They don't detain people. They're paroling in people under phony asylum claims by the millions and incentivizing cartels to keep smuggling people in. Katie Hobbs, new governor in Arizona, she's operating like a travel agency to bring people in and send them all over the country. It's happening for a reason. These things are happening. To expect the Biden administration to voluntarily change course when they want this to happen is ridiculous. The Republicans in Congress need to do more than just hold hearings, more than oversight. They need to attack the appropriations of Department of Homeland Security. Tell Mayorkas, the Department of Homeland Security Secretary, you cannot continue business as usual. You are breaking the law, violating it, making up new immigration laws as you do, and incentivizing hundreds of millions of people who will want to come here in the future.
You know, every single one of those seven members who took the time to talk about this on Tuesday at that hearing, those seven GOP members, they all spoke to the fact that drugs are just being floated over our border like it's nothing. You know, the DEA seized over 50.5 million fentanyl-laced fake prescription pills, and then 10,000 pounds of fentanyl powder. That was in 2022. Those numbers were just released. You know, and it takes time to get those drugs into the country, and now it's
going
to take
time. It's just going over the border. But don't bring eggs. Do not bring affordable eggs from Mexico. They will nail you to a wall. $10,000 fine for that. But if you want to bring your sex slaves up to fentanyl, preferably in child candy-looking bits that could be handed out, that'd be fine. But eggs, don't, because the Border Patrol said, don't you bring those eggs, $10,000 fine. Yeah, don't you bring them or else. Biden administration's going to get you. All right. It's been a crazy day today on the show. I didn't get it all in, which means it's going to be a great show tomorrow. So keep it tuned right here, 106.3 WORD on my Rumble channel live. And of course, if you miss me, I'm always available on Battleground. You could text Battleground, keyword Battleground, to the text line, all one word, Battleground. All one word, to the text line 71307, and I'll be right there. So have a great day. We'll be back tomorrow.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.